Okay, Megillah Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, the last of the Perek. And we're just wrapping up this idea of the timing of mitzvahs. So here the Mishnah is going to talk about nighttime mitzvahs. It says, Kol Halayla, the whole night, is Kasha LeKatsira SaOmer, is an acceptable time to harvest and the Omer offering. Omer referring to a particular volume of barley, which is harvested on the first night of Chol HaMoed, meaning the night following the first day of Pesach. And then that second day of Pesach and Tes Zayin of Nisan, the Korban Omer will be brought, but the whole night before you can harvest it. And there's actually Mechlokas Tanaim, if you have just the night of the whole day, this Tana, of course, going that it's the night, and only the night to be done. Also, Ula Hakter Chalavim Ve'evarim, same goes for the offering of the fats and limbs of Korbanos. So essentially every Korban has the Chalav, these are like internal fats, we're talking about the Emurim that are burned in the Mizbeach, that can be done throughout the whole night. Evarim, the limbs, is specific to the Korban Ola, the holy burned offering, because the limbs themselves, the meat is burned, not eaten. The point is, it can be done the whole night long. Now, Zeh HaKlal, this is the guiding principle. Davar Shem Mitzvaso Bayom, any mitzvah, which is a daytime mitzvah, Kasher Kol Hayom, can be done anytime during the day. Davar Shem Mitzvaso Balayla, and anything who has a mitzvah during the nighttime, Kasher Kol Halayla, it is acceptable to be done throughout the entire night. Again, Day L'Chachila, from sunrise to sunset, Benish Mashos, but B'diyevet, even starting from Alos HaShachar, and all the way until the end of Benish Mashos. So when the Mishnah says Zeh HaKlal, it always is coming to add something. So what is the Zeh HaKlal in this one coming to add, besides what we listed in the previous Mishnayos? So it's coming to add the removal of the lechem apanim, the showbreads from the shulchan, the table that's there inside the kodesh and the heichal and the mishkan sanctuary or the mikdash sanctuary, and it's distributed to the half to the incoming and half to the outgoing kohanim on that Shabbos afternoon after the two bezichin, these like spoons that are full of lavona, frankincense, are offered on the mizbeach, the altar outside there. So that can be done and any time during the day it's kosher. That's what's coming to add here. As far as the second case about nighttime, what's that coming to add? So we're adding that the Korban Pesach can be eaten throughout the entire night of the first night of Pesach. That actually is Mechlokas Tanaim, our Mishnah going like Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the whole night is kosher for eating the Pesach, just as a din de Rabbanan, rabbinically one should finish his consumption of the Pesach prior to Chatzos, midnight, so that one doesn't make a mistake and eat it too late. There is another shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who holds that the time for eating the Korban Pesach is just the first half of the night, even midoraisa, and past chatzos, past midnight, it's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach midoraisa. Of course, it's not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah who's the author of our Mishnah, but rather Rabbi Akiva. And that it concludes our learning of the second parak of Maseches Megillah. Baruch Hashem.